Nico Horning here with Michael DiTallo after a very exciting go-ahead three-run Oppo Taco homer last night for the Chiefs after they had come back down six runs earlier in the game. DiTallo's three-run homer put him ahead in the ninth inning, and then Ruben Menes had the save for the second straight win for the Chiefs, trying to split it today. Michael, thanks for joining us, and let's go through that final at-bat for you. What was the approach with two runners on, knowing that the team had built a little bit of momentum all game long, and then you broke through in that moment in the ninth inning?
Yeah. Coming into that at-bat, I was just trying to get a good pitch and put a good swing on it. Had a good swing earlier in the game, so didn't get the result I wanted, but kind of taking what I did earlier and imprinting that and using that later in the game, and ended up giving me a heater, good pitch to hit, happened to just put a good swing on it and got a good result. So it was a really awesome moment.
You told me off the air just a moment ago you needed that, and now that you're 3 weeks here into Peoria since getting called up from Palm Beach, what have you been working on, and how have you adjusted overall to the team, and to have that moment breakthrough last night had to feel really good?
Yeah, just similar stuff that I've been working on in Palm Beach, just keeping my routines the same, doing everything the same. Obviously, the results haven't been coming like they were in Palm Beach, but that comes with it. It's only 3 weeks, and not letting what happened earlier in the game yesterday affect what happened in the last at-bat, so it was a big swing. It's a big swing for the team. It's always nice when you can, you know, put your team ahead in the ninth, and then to close it out in the ninth, it was cool, really good win.
And the start of this week, probably everyone wants to forget about just with the first three losses and the amount of runs that Quad Cities was able to put on the board. They've been swinging it well. But for these last two games, especially before the All-Star break, to result in the way they have, you know, I think a lot of people can just start looking ahead and maybe forget about the last three games, but this team has stuck together and strung together some hits offensively. What do you think that says about this offense overall?
Yeah, we're resilient. Hitting is very contagious, so when we start to get things going, like yesterday we were down six in the first two innings, and we just started piecing things together, and it's contagious, and the team builds off that. And speaking personally, it's a lot easier to, it feels like, to get a hit when you know the guy behind you is going to have a good at-bat, and the guys before you are having a good at-bat. It just wears down the other team's pitching. So it really helps me as a hitter when that's happening. And, yeah, just resilience. And that's what we've showed so far this week.
Let's talk about your start to baseball and some other sports. I know you played hockey in high school as well, and I think that's just an awesome attribute to have as well. What was your athletics upbringing like growing up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area?
Yeah, so I played hockey all the way up through high school. I loved hockey. Yeah. Hockey was my favorite sport when I was growing up, and then I saw the writing on the wall that baseball, I was better at baseball, so then stopped playing hockey and focused on baseball, but played pretty much everything. I played football in middle school, basketball, love golf, still play golf.
There you go.
I like to say that I'm a golfer that plays baseball, which not true, but...
Hey, two different swings though, right? People.
Yeah, absolutely.
People
yeah.
always debate that.
Yeah, so. The golf swing does not mess up the baseball swing, that's a myth. But yeah, so hockey was and baseball were my two main sports, and I think hockey helped a lot with hand-eye coordination, athleticism, speed, just staying athletic. And I think it's good for athletes to play a different sport. That way you don't get burnt out at a young age. I mean, we play 6 months of the year baseball, so it was good to have, you know, hockey in the winter to
sure.
keep playing.
What positions for both in high school for hockey and baseball?
Baseball was same now, third and first, and then hockey was right wing.
Sure. John Deere Classic was here a couple of weeks ago, and it's kind of funny thinking about that course just a few minutes down the road. Real quick, last question on golf. Who's someone you look up to, and who's your favorite golfer?
Yeah, so I'm a big YouTube golf guy, so I would have to say Bryson DeChambeau, although his recent struggles are a little concerning.
Sure.
But I like Scotty. He's a Dallas guy, so...
There you go. Jordan Spieth as well.
Jordan Spieth, yep. Yeah, good guy. But I'd have to say Bryson. I always root for Bryson every week, but hopefully he can have a good open tournament coming up.
Sure.
And get rid of the no cuts made.
So. Yeah, fun weekend coming up next weekend in golf. All right, so college baseball now. Northwestern State in Louisiana, and then you finished up at Dallas Baptist. What were those two separate experiences like?
Yeah, Northwestern State was a more laid-back, small school. I mean, so was EBU, but different baseball-wise. I love Northwestern State. Nothing but good things to say about the program, the coaches there. I only left because my coach left, and but I loved it there. So going to the portal, DBU hit me up, close to home. It was cool that my parents could go to every game, close to home. And what their program was built on and what they told me, I liked, and ended up going to DBU. And I feel like I grew a lot as a person and as a player there. And I don't think that I would be in the position I'm in today without going to DBU. So I'm really grateful for that program and Dan Hefner and his coaching and all the coaches that helped me when I was there.
What are a couple of the areas that you think you grew into the last couple of years just finishing up at DBU?
Yeah, obviously the face side's a big thing there, so kind of growing in that aspect, as well as just baseball. Cliff Bennington was our infield coach. He was a 12-year big leaguer.
That's awesome.
Or I might have the year wrong, but he was a big leaguer for a while. But he really helped me with defense. And then on the hitting side, Hefner's one of the best in the country, and I think it shows year in and year out. They always have really good hitting teams. So just developing approach, power, and kind of developing the good things that I already have, like my contact and getting that better and playing in meaningful games like regionals and Big 12 games against, or playing against Big 12 teams in midweek games. So it was cool to get, you know, big games under my belt. And I think it helps when you get to this level to have experiences like that when you're playing out here.
Everyone talks about hitting routines as well and getting some swings in the cages, but it is, I mean, you guys are out here working every day defensively. I just saw you working with Jason Erie, working on the infield drills. When did that develop for you, and how have you become accustomed to working on your defense before the game?
Yeah, so I think my first year at DBU was the first time that I really understood how important defense was. They made a big emphasis on it, because I know when you grow up, it's always like, well, if you can hit, you're good. But so developing that routine at DBU is one thing, and then when we get here working with, Erie and then Demko, our coordinator, building those routines is important. And now I value defense just as much as I do the offensive side, because it matters, and it's a separator in what we're trying to get to, and that's the big league. So
sure.
Just finding things that work for me. Like today's a low day, so we just did like routine, like mini machine, like hand stuff, but for me, like, I like to do close fungo, work on my footwork, because that's always been the thing that I need to work on. So I was doing a little bit of that every day, and over time, you know, stacking days like that, you're gonna get better and better.
Nico Horning here with Michael Dottolo, last night's hero for the Chiefs in the 9-8 victory. All right, a couple more for you. Draft day here in Major League Baseball, and thinking back for you, drafted in the 9th round last year by the Cardinals, and now that round will be selected here today. I asked Tanner Franklin this yesterday, just what it's like being on this side of the draft after you're a year removed. You don't really have to worry about where you might be going and being drafted in the first place. What's that like looking back on it?
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool to not have that pressure of, you know, where am I going to go? But also at the same time, you think about that day and how special it was, and you just remember, you know, how awesome that was for me and my family. And so it's also a sense of gratitude just to see all these kids and their dreams come true, just like mine was a year ago.
Sure. All right. Next week, everyone gets a few days off. Do you have any plans going on? Are you going back home, or what's the deal?
Going to Chicago. My girlfriend's flying up. We're going to hang out in Chicago. We're going to a Noah Kahn concert at Wrigley on Tuesday. And then just deep dish pizza and hang out in Chicago. So we'll see.
That's awesome. All right, last one for you. A couple months left after the break. What are a couple of personal goals or things that you're just trying to be consistent on the rest of the way?
Yeah, just continue to develop defensively, get better in that area, and then get better with, you know, maybe increase the slug numbers. That's been something that I've always tried to improve on. I always have been able to hit the ball, so just trying to increase slug, but more importantly, just having fun, playing the game hard, and just don't lose the love of the game and just keep building on what I've done early this year and just get better.
Well, best of luck going forward. Awesome homer last night, and enjoy the All-Star break. We've enjoyed watching you, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.